Hey guys, my last video to release 10 million souls from purgatory has gotten such an amazing response, along with a lot of hatred from the haters, the trolls out there that just do not like the Catholic faith. So in today's video, I want to talk about a few more details, some encouragement as we go in this month of November, as we strive to offer every sacrifice to get as many souls in purgatory out of love for Jesus. Join me in today's video. My friends, let's pray. And let's pray that beautiful prayer of Saint Gertrude. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for those in the universal church, those in my own home and in my family. Amen. Saint Gertrude, pray for us. All the holy souls in purgatory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, so my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary. And this is one of my greatest and most amazing feast days that I love. It's so awesome. The Feast of All Souls, because they are the forgotten ones. They are, as this documentary calls it, the forgotten church, where there are so many millions of souls that we just don't even think about, because we just don't realize how pure we need to be to get into heaven. Once we are saved, we must be purified. It is not enough simply to accept Jesus as your Savior. You must follow Jesus and have followed Jesus perfectly, which includes atoning for all your sins, making up for the sins, not just saying you're sorry, but repairing it. And as Catholics, we know this, what often our brothers and sisters in other denominations do not understand, that you have to not only repent, but also do everything else that Jesus tells us. And because we repent and don't do the rest of it, we praise Jesus, don't go to hell, but aren't worthy of heaven, we go to purgatory. And as you know, the month of November is dedicated to them. So last year, the church extended this amazing plenary indulgence that normally is from November 1st to the 8th. During that first week, if you visit a cemetery, along with the other conditions, having gone to confession, state of grace, pray for the intentions of the Pope, went to communion that day, and did that the action required, which in this case, go to a cemetery, you can obtain every day one plenary indulgence and offer it for yourself or on behalf of a soul in purgatory. Well, last year they extended that so that every day of November you can go visit a cemetery, follow all those other conditions, which are for your benefit as well as for the souls in purgatory, to obtain a plenary indulgence. And the simplest way for me to explain indulgences are they are just like scholarships. Partial scholarship, full scholarship, same idea. Understand that? You understand an indulgence. That's what it is. And Jesus gave the church the keys to do this. He gave it to Peter. You know the verse, whatever you bind on earth, bound in heaven, released on earth, released in heaven. That's how we understand it as Catholics. And by the way, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. If you want to support this channel, pray for me. If you want to commit to releasing 1,000 souls for the month of November, at least 1,000 souls, if you want to go all out, go for it. Please do so. Now, again, from a previous video, this was inspired by Mark Rober and Mr. Beast, who are doing, they did Team Trees and then Team Seas to remove 30 million pounds of trash from the oceans. Well, I thought, about 30 million, let's go with 10 million, releasing 10 million souls from purgatory. Same idea. So I wanna kind of add on to this by starting hashtag Team Purgatory. Do you wanna be a part of hashtag Team Purgatory? Join this team in releasing the souls in purgatory, something so much more important than the environment, which is very important, but souls are so much more important. And our motto is Hebrews 13:3. I got this from this other book on purgatory that I'm gonna tell you about later. That is so cool, so many things to share. Hebrews 13:3 says this, remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them. Yes, isn't that an awesome motto for this team? And along with this other quote. So I wanna make a t-shirt and I'll put it on my Etsy shop. I'm gonna see if I could upload that tonight. I'm gonna make it to where I basically don't make any profit from that, so that it's just at cost, so that we can get these t-shirts and encourage others to do this. So, the main point of this video, so many other things to talk about, is a family tradition I wanna encourage you. So tonight, my wife and I, with my baby daughter Rose and my daughter Eden, went to a cemetery. And when we were there, I thought, man, I need to make a video about this. What an awesome family tradition that you with your family go to a cemetery, if possible every day, but at least once a week during the month of November. Take your children, take them to a cemetery. We are so disconnected and distanced from death. We are so afraid of it. We just bury them and leave them there until we die, which is so sad. Check out, go on Google Maps and type in cemetery. We did, and there's all these little cemeteries as well as big ones nearby. Go visit them. Go physically to the cemetery. See that these are real people that are saved in Jesus Christ, but not fully purified to enter heaven. So we need to pray for them, not forget them. We need to pray for them. Let this be a beautiful tradition. We have so many other things that we do in every other month. In December, you know, it's all about Christmas. Well, how about leading up to Christmas, we remember the dead the whole month, visiting cemeteries, connecting ourselves to this reality of our life that we have to die, but making friends that are on the other side, that they can pray for us and we can pray for them. So there we go, my friends. Join hashtag Team Purgatory, where we remember those in prison as if we were with them, praying for the souls in purgatory as if we were with them. Join this mission that God has given us to release as many souls in purgatory as possible, 10 million, but even beyond that. Let's not limit Jesus' mercy and generosity. My friends, I love you. For those that hate this and are hating on me, God bless you. May you come to believe in purgatory. May you see the error of your ways. Shame on you for not believing in purgatory. For all you devoted Catholics, God bless you. Let's pray for everyone. And let's make this month of November a month where we offer this gift to Jesus in preparation for Christmas, for December. We offer these sacrifices, all those many other things I talked about, to help the souls in purgatory, to grow in holiness, and to be one day all of us together in heaven. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.